With that, we're going to go back to our agenda, number 8, Custer State Park Resort Lease Update. Do we have Sean available? All right.
Can everybody hear me okay?
We can, yes, sir, and we can see you, so go ahead.
All right. Well, good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. Item number 8 on the agenda is an update on the Custer State Park Resort lease or the expiration process. Just wanted to provide you a quick update from what we visited with you about back in September on the 3 ongoing tasks we have in preparation for underwriting that concession RFP here next year. As you'll recall, we had three major tasks that are going on right now. We have a condition assessment of the concession facilities. We have an upcoming appraisal on the possessory interest and then evaluation on the personal property used in the concession operation there. So just a quick update on those three items. On the condition assessment, from the 6 proposals we received in response to that RFP, we have awarded the contract to Axius Incorporated. They are a nationally recognized firm whose headquarters are in Virginia, but they do have offices nationwide that they operate out of. This particular project will be staffed out of their Denver, Colorado office, so geographically they are in the region and they have staff fairly close by. Axius has extensive experience with the type of project that we are doing and the sort of gaining the sort of information that we're looking to gain. Not only do they do that for private industry, but they have a lot of public experience as well, particularly in state park and national park concession settings. So this firm has the background that we need to ensure that we are gaining the information within the context that we really need to use it for when we develop this lease and RFP. The final report is deliverable in January of 26. We are on track for that. In fact, Axius has already conducted their first of 3 site visits. They were there the week of September 29th. They have already evaluated and inspected almost a third of the total assets that we need them to look at. So they've been in the park. They've got their next site visit set for a couple weeks from now, looking to wrap all those inspections up by early November. The reason for this assessment is we're looking for a current condition statement of what we have out there for facilities. We're looking to identify if there's any code or deferred maintenance issues. We're looking for some life cycle analysis on the buildings themselves, as well as the major systems within them. And then trying to forecast out what those potential needs are and what those costs might be to correct over the next 20 years. And as we've discussed before, everything that we gain from this project will be directly related to how we establish the repair and maintenance provisions in the new contract. So that's where we're at with the condition assessment. The possessory interest appraisal, we've worked with Regency to identify an appraiser that we agree upon. We are currently negotiating out the terms of a contract to secure those services. We're hoping to have them on site and begin that site visit here in the next couple of weeks. Again, the possessory interest that they hold there, we have 8 employee dorms and then one rental cabin in the Legion Lake complex that we've granted possessory interest. Those things will be a required investment of the next contract or a subsequent operator. And per our administrative rules, those things must be valued at fair market value by an appraiser, which is why we're doing that particular piece of it. So we're looking to get them confirmed and in the park and hopefully have that report to us by the end of the year, sometime in December. Personal property evaluation, we have identified a firm that, again, we are directly going to contract, get on site there and provide evaluation and life cycle analysis of the personal property used. in that concession operation. We want to know the value. We need to know the life cycle replacement so we can write this RFP so that interested parties know what to expect as far as ongoing investment and what replacement needs would be over the life of the contract, which would also play a big part in establishing a new personal property replacement reserve in the new contract. That is something that's in place now in the current contract with Regency. But that just ensures that the quality of the assets that they own and the furniture and the fixtures and those things are repeatedly updated and replaced on an as-needed basis. So again, those things are all either underway or will be underway in the very near future, scheduled to be all completed this fall or very early winter, such as right after the new year. And again, they will all be inputs into the new lease and the RFP that we're developing for issuance next year. Just a reminder that current contract expires on January 31st of 27, which means the first day that the department can issue the RFP for the concession opportunity will be February 1st of 26. Our target is still to be able to release that RFP on that date or very near after that. So everything seems to be on track right now. So I guess with that, that's where we're at in those three projects. And with that, I'd leave it open to any questions.
Very good. Thank you, Sean. Any questions from the commission? Secretary Roebling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Sean, for the update. Could you articulate to the commission when you would expect a draft RFP and when the commission would have the abilities to review that RFP?
Secretary Roebling, certainly we would work with the commissioners to review that prior to issuance. That development would start to take place this fall. The final economics of the contract, again, aren't going to be known until we have these inputs from these three projects. But the draft lease, RFP, we are hopeful that January, at some point, we would have a draft to share with, obviously, department leadership and commissioners.
Very good. Additional questions from the commission? Seeing none, we appreciate the update. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
With that, we'll move to item number 9, marketing theme 2026.
Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling, Jeff Emeter, Parks Division Director. Yeah, just to add to that, too, we're very encouraged. I talked to our concession operator, Regency, too, and get his perspective on how the process is going, and it seems like it's actually moving along faster than we thought. So that's only going to help with that timeline question that Secretary Roebling asked.